Message number 817. Never do this, for it is the one sin which by its hypocrisy disgusts me. Wednesday, June 12, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, as I try with all my might to ignite the souls of believers first and foremost in these my holy messages for the world, I must warn those who speak ill of my holy word yet again. While I seek out the souls of those lukewarm in their faith, why must those of you who profess to speak my name denounce the truth when it is given to you from the Lamb of God through these messages? What man would speak to you in this way in my holy name and dare to stand before you? No one. Only because of the power of God can my word be made known to you in plain language. Man will continue to sin whether he commits sins which are the same amongst all of you in the world or whether they are of a grave nature. You are all sinners. One sinner can never condone another in my name unless it be by my authority through the act of confession which frees you from sin for a short while. No sinner can condemn another sinner in my name, for that is not their right. When you condemn another sinner, whether they are guilty of even the most serious act against God, you will become as blackened a soul as that person whom you openly condemn in my name. Don't you know how you cause me pain and grief when you hurt one another? Have you not understood me at all? Did you not learn why I died for you? To those of you who still do not understand the truth, you must listen now. I do not condemn you for your sins, for I love you and will forgive you for any sin, no matter how terrible it may be. But when you declare yourself in my name to be equal to me and judge another sinner using my name, I will condemn you too. Not one of you, no matter how I love you, can judge another. Only I, Jesus Christ, has been given the authority by my Father to judge humanity, no one else. If you commit this sin, you will have to face my judgment. Never do this, for it is the one sin which by its hypocrisy disgusts me. The time is almost upon humanity for the truth to be witnessed. Not many, including those who profess allegiance to me, will respond to my call until my Father casts down many punishments. So blind are you to the truth of eternal life, so immune are you to hearing the word of God, that the only way you will listen is when chastisements are brought down upon you. When the first of many befall you, many will say that they are natural catastrophes, but when they rain down upon you so quickly and when you have nowhere to run, only then will you know that it is the hand of God which befalls you. My Father will shake the entire world. Those of you who doubt that He exists will know that these events cannot be attributed to nature alone. Those of you who believe in me but who ridicule these divine messages will eat your words, and you will want to cut out your tongues, because you will realize soon how your vile words insult me. Not only do you curse God, but you prevent this divine mission from saving souls. For every soul you deny me, you will suffer in eternity. When you stand defiant in the face of God, you will not be permitted to do so. Remember, no matter how I love you, I will intervene should you attempt to sabotage the work of God in this, the final mission to save humanity. The time for the Book of Truth to be given to the world has now taken place. If you follow me but do not accept me now as I call you, do not worry, for I will not judge you. But if you try to prevent me from saving God's children, I will strike you down. Your Jesus, Savior of mankind.